My in-laws, they don't necessarily like me, and I want that relationship to grow just because I have a son now, so I want our son to have a relationship with them. So I'm looking for guidance in terms of making that relationship work better, and I was also wondering on what I should do in my position, and I want to also know if there's any verses I can read or devotions on forgiveness.
All right, Caitlin, welcome to Intentional Living. She sets the stage for us as we talk about in-laws today and how to be intentional in this relationship, because the fact is, all of us, I would say 95% of us, either are an in-law or we have an in-law, right? And so we're going to see if we can sort this out to get a better relationship going if you're struggling, and we'd love to hear your stories if you're finding yourself having a good relationship with your in-laws. And here's the thing, your immediate thought about mother or father-in-law, but what about brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousin-in-law, what have you? As I often say, if your last name ends with law, that's a problem, right? And so we'll just see if we can sort this out for you. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen, and Teresita's on the phone, and Laura's here, and we have a guest visiting as well. Welcome to Intentional Living. Phone line's open. Love to have you join in from across the country and just really share with us what you've learned about in-law relationship on either side of that equation. You are the in-law or you have an in-law and you want to, you've discovered some things that can be helpful. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. My wife and I were talking today before I came in the studio, and I was showing her some of the statistics here. This is really interesting. Gen Z, for instance, when it comes to disagreements with the in-laws, the Gen Z generation, those basically under 30, clash more than any other generation, according to a new poll. 21% of Gen Z respondents say that they admit clashing with their in-laws twice a month on average. And so someone's going to find out why that's the case. How come those of us who are not Gen Z get along better with the in-laws than the Gen Z? And according to a research, apparently, this is a podcast. Gen Z psychotherapist podcaster believes the reason for this apparent conflict may come from the fact that Gen Z's position is a generation of disruptors. More adversarial, confrontational, perhaps, I don't know. We'd love to have you join in to this discussion, because at the end of the day, we want to be, as followers of Jesus Christ, a good example. We want to get along with people, even when it's difficult. What have you learned? What's been helpful? What's your story? Let's talk. Let's support each other. 888-888-1717. Another thing that really kind of troubled me is Stephen does a great job of giving me some help in setting up the show, some information I can share, and he gave me a series of quotes about in-laws. And as I read them, I mean, these are right offline, and they're funny, but generally when I get quotes about any topic, they're kind of encouraging and they're helpful. These are all kind of putting in-laws in their place. I'll share some of them. George Burns said, happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city. Wow. Hubert Humphrey, some of you remember way back, earlier years. He said, behind every successful man stands a proud wife and a surprised mother-in-law. I mean, this is not encouraging. Here's an anonymous one. Didn't want to admit that this was their quote. I have the best mother-in-law in the world. She still calls me her son, mostly when she wants tech support. And I think that in-laws, and I'm an in-law. I mean, I'm a father-in-law and a brother-in-law. And I think sometimes we get a bad rap. And I got some thoughts today I think will be very helpful for you in terms of how do you manage these in-law relationships. Love to have you join in. What have you learned as we talk about this together at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Be a part of Intentional Living today.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The greatest satisfaction on any measurement, we're talking about happiness, satisfaction, joy, contentment, whatever, in your marriage, in your job, in your parenting, in your finances, the greatest satisfaction comes to those who are living the dream, which is God's dream. And I think about intentional living. I was thinking about that when I was finalizing this message this morning. And it dawned on me, that's why we do this. Our whole mission of helping people live intentionally in Christ isn't so they can just make more money or be happier or more satisfied. It's helping people see that God has a spiritual sweet spot for us when we recognize that His dream for us is uniquely powerful.
Yeah, that is really true. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month on finding that dream and developing it for God's glory in your life. It's in our member site at theintentionallife.com. And thanks to our members, we're able to do this show every day and share with people around the world through our podcast and the rest of our Intentional Living IL ministry. Come and join us. Your support is going to impact someone for Christ. You can call us at 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. Talking about in-laws today, it's interesting. A lot of research on this topic. The frequency of in-law conflicts and common topics. The most contentious topics in in-law relationships. Number one, politics. Boy, today that is an explosive, dangerous topic to get into. Lifestyle choices, disputes about their partner, money, 19% money problems. In fact, it says here that 27% of in-laws dislike spending a weekend with in-laws, and 33% avoid vacations with them. Only 10% prefer in-laws over their own parents for childcare. That's interesting. 10% prefer in-laws, only 10% over childcare. In-laws are cheap. They're free. Right? This was my Donna and I usually talk to her about the upcoming program, what we're doing, and I shared this statistic with her, and we had a debate, a lively debate at home this morning. I'd love to have, maybe you can comment on this. A study that showed that long-term, 26-year study of 400 couples, if a wife was close to her in-laws, the marriage had a 20% higher risk of divorce. And if a husband had close ties with his in-laws, the risk of divorce was 20% lower. And to quote my lovely wife, that makes no sense. what do you all think? I don't know, maybe relate to that. Talking about in-laws, join us, 888-888-1717.
My mother-in-law has moved in with us. And while it could be fraught with landmines to step on, I am very thankful and very blessed that we all have Christ in our hearts. And what we always do is that we clarify expectations. And we've kind of made it a joke now. Okay, we're clarifying expectations. What are you expecting out of this? What am I expecting out of this? When I say this, this is what I intend, but how is it coming across to you? It's made a big difference, because so far we're about 6 months in and still everybody is loving each other and not despising each other. So I consider that a really good thing, and I'm praying that we continue, because every day is a new day and every day can bring challenges, but it can also bring amazing blessings if you're open for it.
All right, adjusting expectations, very important. All right, let's go to the calls. Amanda is in Michigan. How are you today, Amanda?
I am doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Tell me about in-laws in your life.
Well, so my husband and I got married on my mother-in-law's birthday.
Oh.
And, you know, some mother-in-laws might not appreciate that, but she didn't. And on our wedding day, we gave flowers to our new in-laws, and I whispered in her ear, "I will always be the best birthday gift you ever had." Wow. And we've been married, in 2 weeks will be 26 years. And she has always said, I held up to my end of the story.
What do you think made this all work so, for you guys for 26 years? What were some of the secrets?
Just openness, always dating one another, and just showing respect. Having fun, finding laughter. And then with my in-laws, they were just like open arms from day one, making me feel welcome, and just hanging out with them, doing things with them, just constantly being a part of their life too, you know. And they just seen the love that I had for their son.
Yeah. Well, you started out, sounds like you took a very mature first day out of the chute, getting married, whispering into mother-in-law, into her ear, "I'm going to be the best birthday gift you ever got."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's setting the tone of saying, "I'm here to serve. I'm here to be a part of this family and to join in with family." I think, have you experienced, do you have friends or others you've experienced that, unlike you, that just, it doesn't work? The relationships are difficult.
Yeah.
What do you find? What do you see when you see that?
I think some mother-in-laws are just like, "You're not going to be good enough for my son," you know, type. But then later on in the years, they kind of changed that outlook, you know, like, "Oh yeah, you love him as much as I do." And I don't know. I'm just very fortunate. Both of my in-laws, my dad's property came up for sale. We didn't have the funds at the very moment to purchase that. And they came up to us. We didn't ask, but they came up and said, "We're going to go down and buy that property for you." And I was just floored, you know, because it was family land. And you don't find that. But I have the best in-laws. I mean, if I called them in the middle of the night, they'd be right there. So I'm just very, very blessed. Me and my mother-in-law, we go hang out. We spend 8 hours one time just together, you know, and we took road trips together. My father-in-law came up, and my husband worked on the road, so he would come up and help me around the house if I needed it. So I'm just very, very blessed.
Well, it sounds like what you got is a relationship that's built around respect. You know, we're living together, and we're going to do life together and enjoy each other. And, of course, one of the things that didn't pop up in your stories and does pop up in the stories of those who don't have such good relationships really becomes expectations that are not met, an expectation minus reality. And any relationship will create discouragement, disagreement, and destruction ultimately in a relationship. I would add to that, what we teach at Intentional Living is that when intention doesn't meet expectation, that creates tension in a relationship as well. What I mean is, in a relationship that's so close and intimate and has the potential to be difficult, in-law relationship, we can have a good intention in something we say, when the expectation is we're going to keep our mouth shut. And so all of a sudden the kickback is, how dare you say that, or that's not your business, when my intention or the intention was something good. And this happens in not only in in-law relationships, it can happen in any relationship. And so when an intention is good, and I imagine in most cases, if we're being honest, when we've done dumb things or an in-law has done a dumb thing toward us, the intention has maybe been good, but the receiving of it or the expectation has been different. And in the process, that creates a real problem. What have you learned about in-law relationships? Come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717 is the number, as Pamela is going to share some things that are important as well. We'd love to hear your story on in-law relationships.
I married a very special, godly Jewish man who later became a Messianic Jew. And his first wife was Jewish. And my husband was actually raised Orthodox. And his family was so thrilled with me because I treated him with loving and respect. And his first wife had not. So I really found that I was able to go in and just accept his family for where they were. Wonderful people. They believed differently than I did. Very different culture, but they loved me because I loved and respect my husband.
Isn't that interesting? And, you know, these cultural differences can be a real point of contention, again, back to expectations. But, you know, the thing about love covering a multitude of sins is true. And love, when it's expressed in the relationship, it can be a powerful thing. In terms of building a relationship and strengthening a relationship in these in-law relationships. All right. We're talking about in-laws, 888-888-1717. Come and join us. How to build intentional relationships that will bring glory to God and benefit to yourself. That's what we're talking about today. All right. Love to have you be a part of the show.
Are you chasing the dream you built for your life? Or the dream God has for you? In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing, you'll learn how to move from building your own plans to discovering and living the dream God created just for you.
The greatest satisfaction on any measurement, we're talking about happiness, satisfaction, joy, contentment, whatever, in your marriage, in your job, in your parenting, in your finances, comes to those who are living the dream, which is God's dream.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, and a huge thank you. High five to each of you supporting the ministry through your prayers and the practical financial support. We're listener supported. We don't get government support. We just have a lot of individuals and singles and couples, young and old, and some businesses that want to support the ministry as well. And you're making a difference in your support, and we thank you for it. And, you can join today and be a part of Intentional Living together, impacting people for Christ, seeing people come to Christ, impacting for the next generation. Whenever you call 888-888-1717, or you go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You got to be honest. You got to be open. My wife passed away 7 years ago. I'm closer with her family than I am my own. And I have her mother and my brother-in-law living in my home, taking care of it while I'm out here on the road making a living. And you got to be honest and you got to be truthful. And you can maintain a good relationship with the in-laws.
For the past year and a half, I have intentionally been writing a letter to my mother-in-law once a week, to try to improve the relationship that we had. It had been fairly difficult initially, and I would say that over the past year and a half of doing that, our relationship has become better. We've become closer and kinder, And it has really changed my heart toward her and reminded me also to pray for her during my daily time, but as well when I'm writing this letter to her.
Stories from around the country, people who are telling us about their in-law relationships. And, you know, when we think of the in-law relationships in the Bible, we have two examples, of course. One is Ruth and Naomi. And, of course, we see this beautiful relationship of this daughter-in-law who says, I'll go where you go and I'll be with you where you are. And even though they came from two different backgrounds and religious backgrounds, and beautiful thing. And then we see Moses, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, who confronted Moses because Moses was trying to run the whole deal. He's trying to manage a million people by himself. And he says, what are you doing? What you're doing is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out. You're not able to do it alone. It's interesting, Exodus 18. So here's a father-in-law who's challenging son-in-law, saying, hey, this isn't the way it should work. Can we, and that's really an interesting thing. At what point can we speak the truth? And I think in general terms, you don't speak anything unless there's permission to do so. That's a powerful thing. One of the things we recommend is asking the question, is it okay that I have an observation or a thought? And if they don't want it, then you have to respect that. That's part of this showing respect in the relationship. All right, Jennifer's on the line in Arizona. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, sir. How are you?
Good, good. What's your story on in-laws?
Well, I actually have a question, and I'm hoping for some insight and help. My husband passed away 2 years ago, and sadly, my mother-in-law actually cut both my son and myself off for, I don't know why, but it literally was a few days before the one-year anniversary of my husband's passing, and it just, it devastated me, but more so my son.
When you say she cut you off, I mean, she told you.
Well, she basically told my son that she never wanted to see. I was the biggest mistake her son ever made. And then my son, who's very, very brilliant, he actually moved back home as a promise to my husband, who passed. He valiantly battled cancer for 5 years, and he made a promise to my husband. He had the watch now. And my son said to my mother-in-law, well, if my mom was the biggest mistake my dad made, then I guess I'm the second biggest mistake because I'm a product of my parents. Yeah.
So what's your question for me, Jennifer?
What do I do? I'm devastated because we just celebrated my husband's second year of passing two weeks now. And my son just received wonderful news. I don't want to really say it on the radio, but he didn't have to move back home to help me, but I had health issues. My heart pangs.
All right, let me ask you this. I only got a couple minutes before we're out of time. A couple questions. If you were to speculate, and to the best of your ability, why do you think, because this doesn't sound normal. This doesn't sound like there's something going on. What would you speculate if you had to tell today why you think she did this? What would you think?
I think that she was my husband was her only son. She had five daughters. And she was angry. We moved out west, left back east. 32 years ago.
Was that something you wanted to do? Was that?
No, it was a mutual thing. We both chose to move out here and set. We both came from very large families. And
okay, let me ask you this. Let me, Jennifer. Was there any time in those where you were 30 years married, right?
31.
31 years. Was there any time during those 31 years that something was said? Something was done. that you can say, well, I think maybe that became a turning point. Didn't it get expressed at the time, but that's something that stuck in her mind or her heart.
I honestly can't say, because she said right after he passed, and she knew the pain and anguish I was going through. She constantly called, and you know, she's in a facility. She can't get out of bed, but she's, she's like a sprig, you know, type of woman. But she told me, I love you. You're my daughter. You're my daughter, because my parents are gone. Mm-hmm. And it warmed my heart. It overflowed my heart, you know? And
so she said that then. She says that then, and then later disowns you. Let me just give you, asked the question. Let me give you a few things to think about, and then we're going to have to wrap up the show. But I'll tell you what, we're going to continue and record for a show that's going to be showed on Monday, aired on Monday. I'd love to have you join in this discussion of how do we relate with our in-laws. What is God's intention? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Let me just say this as we wrap up, Jennifer. Hurt people hurt people. And it's very possible there's things in your mother-in-law's life, and certainly if she's disabled in a home, she's going through some difficult times. And I would be, I guess I would cut her some slack in terms of not taking upon yourself things that you can't be responsible for. They're outside of your circle of control. What you do have control over is your response to her. And my encouragement to you is that you love her every way you possibly can. One, pray for her every day. That's going to change your heart, and it can change her heart too, because God is still in the business changing hearts. Number two, to the extent as the scripture says that you can live at peace with her, live at peace. Cards, birthday greetings, gifts, love, and so on. Things that you can be active in giving to her to let her know that you love her. And frankly, it could be that maybe she's going through some mental changes, emotional changes, things going on in her own life that you're not aware of. And so she may be confused in how she's communicating. I don't know that, but that's possible. But you do have an area of control, and it's within that area that you can be an example as a Christian woman, Christian former daughter-in-law, to live with her in the way that would bring glory to God and, frankly, benefit to your own mind. Come and join us. We'll continue this discussion off-air, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll see you next time.